News this morning that the head of the country's second largest school district is stepping down. John Daisy has run the Los Angeles school district for the past 3.5 years. His resignation comes in the wake of a contracting scandal that put Daisy on the defensive. We're joined now by Annie Gilbertson. She covers Los Angeles schools for NPR member station KPCC. So, Annie, why is Daisy stepping down?
You know, we haven't heard from Daisy himself. We put out some calls late last night, early this morning, waiting for them to be returned. But his contract stipulates that he is evaluated every year in October. It looks like this year he may be stepping down before he makes it to that evaluation. You know, he struggled with sort of the bureaucratic nature that is LA Unified. You know, like you said, it's the second largest school district in the nation. And he has kind of got this executive personality. He wakes up at 4 a.m. to go on runs. He's really fast-talking, impatient, and sometimes he can be a little bit abrasive, too.
So we mentioned this contracting scandal. Can you remind us what happened and how that ended up affecting his tenure?
Yeah, this is part of the largest technology school technology expansion in the country. Daisy wanted to put a tablet in the hand of every single student. We have 650,000 students.
A tablet, like an iPad or something.
An iPad. Well, that was what the contract ultimately was for. It was for the Apple iPad, along with software from the publishing company Pearson. And KPCC looked into this contract, how it came about, and found that early emails with Apple and Pearson executives and Daisy's top staffers, as well as Daisy himself, later resembled bidding requirements. There's now a investigation into that process, but Daisy, of course, holds that it was completely fair.
What is the impact likely to be on students with this resignation?
You know, so there's uncertainty about sort of if the technology program will continue after the contract questions came up. He canceled the contract, and they're kind of reevaluating it. You know, without him here, it's lost its biggest champion. The schools are also transitioning to Common Core. I mean, this is really where you're seeing a lot of change in classrooms in Los Angeles as well as across the country. He had a vision for that, and he may no longer be with us to help implement it.
I mean, he must have had critics who said, you know, putting an iPad, a tablet in the hands of every single student in the district is far too expensive. I mean, this is a school district that's had a lot of economic problems.
You know, that was a tension, especially as schools were laying off, you know, thousands of teachers in the wake of the recession. But, you know, Daisy had a lot of successes, especially, you know, when you ask his supporters. He expanded a program for breakfast in the classroom. We now feed free breakfast to Los Angeles's low-income kids more than we do so even lunch. And he's also reduced suspension. So there was a problem with students missing class time. He changed punitive discipline policies, you know, working with the school board. And now those numbers are way down.
Lastly, any word on his successor at this point?
The school board has yet to comment. A top staffer has thrown her name in, but, you know, we still don't know. The curriculum set for the year, so it's really more the long-term direction for this school district that'll be in question until they bring someone else in.
Annie Gilbertson, she covers education for NPR member station KPCC, Southern California Public Radio. We were talking about the resignation of the LA Unified School District Superintendent, John Daisy. Thanks so much, Annie.
Thank you.